His head coach, Chris Knobloch.
But after that, I thought we played a lot better, especially in the second period. And for me, it just felt like if we were able to get the lead, we could have finished the game. But we never quite been able to do that.
A lot of kind of hard luck chances around your goaltender, Stuart Skinner, but he did allow 5 goals. What do you make of his performance tonight?
Yeah, no, I thought there was a lot of... not as bad as the other night with the unfortunate events in game one where broken stick, 2-on-0, and 2 off our defenseman skates. The first game I thought he played really well tonight. Not that any of those goals were bad. You look at some of them, you know, the game-winning goal, that breakaway, another breakaway, Doughty loses control of the puck. So I think I'm not faulting him on any of those goals.
Chris, one of the positives tonight was Dylan Holloway's game. What did you see in him tonight offensively on top of all the forechecking and stuff that he's given you before?
No, he played really well tonight. I was very happy with him, obviously skating and the confidence of him shooting the puck. You know, the catch and the release has been something that he's worked on a tremendous amount in the past 2 years here. And, you know, it's paying off. He played a really good game.
Quite a bit, a lot of talk about bounces and such, Chris, but I mean, you guys got down earlier in this game. There were some mistakes made. Like, how much is there for you to clean up, you think, after this game?
I think a lot of there was clean up. You know, we didn't get a puck out in the first goal against, beat up on back check. And they are a good team. They're going to get chances, but I felt that we were giving him some opportunities that I don't think we needed to.
If you compare the two nights, just overall quality of play, I mean, how much of a difference was there, would you say, from what you output tonight from game one?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing was I don't think we generated quite as many chances. And I think that chances just being able to move the puck out better and catch them on line changes, stuff like that. You know, I have a feeling after the game, and then when I'm watching it, it's never as good as I thought, and it's never as bad as I thought. So I'll reserve that judgment for later.
Chris, given how game one went for you guys, was that the sort of response from the Kings that you expected to see, particularly given the, you know, the veterans like Kopitar and Doughty that they have on their group?
Absolutely. We were expecting a much better game from them. At times, we you know, we controlled a lot of plays in game one, and we knew that was not going to happen for long periods of time. In game two, we were expecting a strong start from them, and they definitely gave it with the 3 first period goals.
In the playoffs, sort of everything is magnified, and then it comes on you really quickly. How do you think Stuart Skinner to put this in the rearview mirror and be himself for game 3?
Oh, I've seen him take ownership and accountability and come out really solid and play superbly. And I have no doubt that he can do that. I'm not sure when it was. Sometime in December, I think we're playing Florida, or one of those games, or about that time. Might have been Tampa Bay. But, you know, he played a game, let in 6, maybe 7 goals. I'm not sure what happened there. And, you know, he took ownership. It was ownership on, you know, I don't think he was that bad. It was just the chances we were giving up. And after that, he just went on a stellar run. So, you know, anytime he's had an off game, he's always been able to play really well for us.
In that first period, when the Kings scored the 3rd goal, or in that first intermission, did you ever entertain the idea of making a change in goal? Did you think about taking Stuart out of the game?
No, I didn't.
Chris, you guys dumped it in a lot more tonight than you did in game one. Was that a result? What did they do different, or maybe what were you doing that you weren't able to carry the puck in the zone as often as you did in game one?
I think a lot of the times it was just the timing of the game. A lot of the times last night, we had fresh guys when those situations arose where we were able to turn those pucks up right away. A lot of the times tonight when that happened, we were changing. So if we're changing, we can get the puck in, but we had nobody to forecheck. So they were able to get in their formation a lot more because of situations like that.
And did you get an explanation when they'd whistled it down? Looked like the Kings had six guys on for a brief moment. Did you get an explanation why?
They did have six guys on the ice, but and I believe the guy who was coming on the ice and the guy that was going off had nothing to do with the play, so it was a right call from what I saw.